Firefighters are gaining the upper hand in containing the Canyon Creek Complex fires, officials say, but that's not much relief to the wildfire's worst-hit community. So far, 39 homes have been destroyed, along with around 50 barns, stores, and other structures. In John Day, Oregon, Ashley Stewart reports.
It's after 10 p.m. on a recent night in John Day, and just outside the Grant County Fairgrounds, an engine brings firefighters back to base camp for the night. And people who've lived here for years say they've never seen anything like this.
We've had fires here before, but there's always been in the woods, never anything to this capacity.
That's Tanny Winger. She's a John Day resident, and on this night, she's helping a friend sell commemorative t-shirts outside the fairgrounds. It's become a base camp for the thousands of fire officials and workers who pass through John Day to battle one of the state's biggest wildfires.
For here, it's just a huge tragedy. I mean, we've just never experienced anything like this before. You might have someone's house burned down and the community rushes in to help them, but we have never had the loss of 39 homes. And it's 39 people that you see every day.
All over town, people are leaving pans and shovels outside. It's so families can sift through their belongings. And at the fairgrounds, people are dropping off donations.
Through here, we have foodstuff, waters, buckets, clothes.
Steve Parsons is a retired electrician helping to collect items. The county fair building is stacked wall to wall with donations. It's so full, they've had to start taking items to an old junior high gym to keep track of it all. Families come to grab what they need, and people keep their distance so their neighbors can get help without being embarrassed. Parsons says the most common items people take are chainsaws and wheelbarrows to help sort through the ash.
It can tear your heart out, there's no doubt about that.
Most of John Day is along one mountain highway. Houses can be miles apart, so even if your home was spared, Parsons says you likely have a neighbor who lost everything.
Most people can name to you half of those people who lost their homes. It might be their brother, it might be their best friend.
Winger says the worst of the fire may be over, but it will take a long time for the town to recover.
I mean, these families have nothing. Their homes are a pile of rubble. They're trying to sift through the rubble, find jewelry, find small little things that maybe still survived the fire. And then they've got to decide what they want to do. Are they going to rebuild? Are they going to, you know, try to purchase something elsewhere? There's a lot of decisions to be made for a lot of people.
The next day, it's lunchtime. Nancy Hitz and others from town are running a kitchen at the fairgrounds.
So in today's menu, they're going to
She's making sure firefighters are eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
We need to keep them fed so they can save our town, our country, and our homes.
And they are. Finally, the firefight seems to have turned a corner. More of the fire is contained now, and the number of firefighters on the scene is dropping.
No, yesterday we did 600. The day before we did 1,300.
Winds are mostly sending the fire away from homes and into wilderness areas, and while evacuation alerts still rise and fall with little notice, most people are heading back to their homes.
Well, I'd say they're feeling a little bit more comfortable about the fire itself.
That's Vince Mazier. He's a fire information officer.
As far as their homes are at risk, I think it is winding down. Most of the structure protection is in place that's going to be there, and we don't see a lot of threat to structures right now. You know, anything could happen with the weather, and we can't control Mother Nature.
For now, with this fire becoming more contained and others growing, Canyon Creek is falling on the priority list for aid and firefighting resources. They're still dealing with smoke and ash, but American Red Cross closed its John Day shelter and is opening one on the Washington border. Many firefighters have been working as much as 21 days straight and will only have 2 days off before they're reassigned. I'm Ashley Stewart in John Day, Oregon.